This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Launching into the third hour of the program, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. If we get a chance, Mark, you'll tell us about Cindy Sheehan. She's weighing in against Hillary Clinton.
She's still lurking about.
You may recall Cindy Sheehan. She was one of the most prominent anti-war protesters during the Bush administration. And she kind of became very disillusioned with the whole two-party system shortly thereafter. So, you can join us. Yep, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Speaking of the two-party system, surprise, surprise, Gary Johnson and Jill Stein have failed to make the cut for the first televised debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
That's because the cut is rigged in the first place. I mean,
correct.
You need 15%.
In five national polls.
In five different polls. So a solid 15%. Ross Perot participated at 9%.
That was before the rule that you needed 15%.
Right, because they don't want competition.
That's right.
They want you to have two choices. As South Park says, the choice between a crap sandwich and a giant douche.
Exactly. And indeed, the debates will be excluding Gary Johnson from the Libertarian Party and Jill Stein from the Green Party. The Commission on Presidential Debates announced on Friday the failure to be invited to the debate at Hofstra University. We've been there.
Yeah.
Deals a significant blow to Johnson and Stein, who are desperate for national exposure to promote their long-shot bids for the White House, is the report from the New York Times. Their running mates will also not be allowed to participate in the vice presidential debate, said the commission. Johnson and Stein will be excluded because they did not reach an average of 15% support in the five national polls that the commission used as a benchmark. And
at least we know now what the polls were.
Johnson.
Before, they weren't even telling us that much.
Well, they only announced those within the last few weeks. Former Republican governor of New Mexico, who is polling in double digits in many state polls, reached 8.4% in the five-poll average, and Stein reached 3.2%. Candidates from smaller parties have complained to the commission, arguing the threshold's too high for candidates who lack vast resources or name recognition. And just to point out, it is important to note, both of these other candidates, Jill Stein and Gary Johnson, are qualified on enough state ballots to theoretically win the election.
Gary Johnson's on 50 states.
She's on like 46 as well. So they could win. If people voted for them, they could, in theory, become president.
Right.
And
they have, at this point, they're as likely to become president from the standpoint of which, the being on ballots as Clinton and Trump.
There's no reason besides exclusion to keep anybody out who can get on enough state ballots to win the election.
That's
it's not
really
like there's going to be 10 candidates up there. There's never more than four or five candidates who have that level of support. You know, the Libertarians and the Greens and the Constitution Party sometimes is in there, sometimes they're not with enough
but
states.
But that should be it. That should really be the threshold. Look, if you're on the ballot in 40 states, 45 states, 50 states, whatever it is, but that makes more sense to me than anything else. There's some states that are nearly impossible. Places like Oklahoma, it's very difficult to get on the ballot. The fact that Gary Johnson's on the ballot there, amazing.
Johnson apparently did collect some petition signatures, more than 800,000.
800,000. Nearly a million people took the time to sign, including myself, to sign in on a petition to get him on the ballot. And
he also tried to sue, and that didn't end up working.
They don't care.
800,000 signatures urging the commission to include him. I've seen things passed around on Facebook, encouraging people to email or contact the commission and beg them to allow the third parties in. And, look. If anybody got their hopes up about this, you were fooling yourself. These people who run the Commission on Presidential Debates do not want anybody else's voices to be heard. And Johnson said in a statement on Friday, quote, "I would say I'm surprised the CPD has chosen to exclude me from the first debate, but I'm not. After all, the commission is a private organization created 30 years ago by the Republican and Democratic parties for the clear purpose of taking control of the only nationally televised presidential debates that voters will see.
Yeah.
Indeed, because there is actually a rule, as I understand it, that if you are a, you know, if you are Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton and you are going to appear in this Commission on Presidential Debates debates, then you are not allowed to appear in any other debates. That's part of the agreement. That's part of the memorandum of understanding that they have the candidates sign. So in addition to, you know, agreeing to the temperature control in the theater and
yeah,
you know, all these other nonsensical
things,
they also agree that this is going to be it. So Fox News, MSNBC, you know, all these companies, these media companies, they're given the opportunity to cover the Commission on Presidential Debates. But if any one of those companies were to create their own debate and invite those candidates, the candidates would have to turn that down. Otherwise, the CPD would be upset or something like that.
Yeah, I don't understand why the CPD retains this power, though. Why do the candidates do this? Why doesn't one of the candidates say, I'm not going to participate in
this? Because they don't want the competition.
I want to participate in the Fox or the MSN
they
or whatever.
They don't want the competition. They're just like the people who have created the CPD.
I think Trump has actually advocated for Gary Johnson to be in.
I thought Trump said he wouldn't appear in any debate Johnson appeared in.
Oh, well, maybe I got it wrong then.
Maybe I got it wrong. I thought that's what the headline was, but some polls have found the majority of the American public would like to see more options on the debate stage, and prominent Republicans such as Mitt Romney have publicly stated the Libertarian Party ticket should be part of the mix. Senator Bernie Sanders said in a recent interview that he also thought the 15% criteria was too onerous. The chance of Johnson and Stein being debating this fall have not been completely eliminated, however. The commission will run the numbers on its polls two more times and could potentially invite them to the second or third debates if their support swells. Which, of course, there's very little chance that that'll happen, because if you're not in the debates, then you really aren't known. People don't know who you are. Now, it's certainly true that more people are probably looking into all their alternatives this year than in previous elections, so that may help boost their numbers somewhat. But as Jesse Ventura discovered in the Minnesota gubernatorial election, I don't know, what, more than a decade ago, decade and a half ago, it seems like it's been a while, he had virtually no polling numbers whatsoever. I mean, statistically insignificant numbers, until he was in that first debate, and then he blew up. He blew up because people got to actually hear what he stood for. They got to hear directly from the candidate. They got to hear him compared to the other ones. So
and they don't want to. And the what is it? Council on Presidential Debates? What's
Commission
it called?
Commission on Presidential Debates.
Yeah, the CPD doesn't want that to happen again.
Correct. And they're not going to change their rules just because you write them a nice letter.
Yeah, dailycaller.com says Donald Trump says he doesn't want any third-party candidates on the presidential stage when he debates Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton.
Exactly. And, you know, you can't blame politicians for not wanting competition. I mean, who wants competition?
Who wants competition?
So
Free Talk Live was the only radio program in its time slot. A lot more people would hear it. That'd be really good for us.
It's a scam from top to bottom, and Trump and Clinton are a part of it. You know, to believe that Trump is somehow some kind of outsider, I'm sorry, I don't believe it for a moment. And it's, you know, on the other hand, I don't know if I'm really sad that Johnson can't get in, because he is not really a libertarian. And to have somebody getting up on the debate stage and saying some of the things that Johnson says, I think will just do nothing more than confuse the people watching about what a libertarian actually is, which is, for me, the big problem with Gary Johnson's candidacy, is that he's not out there pushing a message of liberty. He's not out there talking about a principled vision for America, not talking about the non-aggression principle, which is the basis of libertarianism. And now, in a recent story over at Politico.com, he admits to wanting to ban smoking.
That's certainly not a libertarian position. I would make the point, though, that the advantage to having Gary Johnson on the stage with Trump and Clinton is, no matter what his positions were, whether they were libertarian or not, he would still look sane compared to them. So the libertarians could look like the sane ones compared to the madman and the criminal.
Well, if you consider smoking bans to be sane, then you and I have some serious disagreements here. I mean, the story here from Politico.com, I'm just going to share an excerpt. There was an eye-opening moment on the streets of Cleveland during the Republican National Convention when we'd been walking behind a cigarette-wielding Ohioan. As the smoker's exhaust wafted in our faces, I remarked, this is the author of the article, I remarked offhand that with the advent of e-cigarettes, I thought there was a good libertarian case for banning regular cigarettes. The response from Gary Johnson? I do too, replied the health-obsessed triathlete, recounting his support for anti-smoking efforts in New Mexico. Look, there's no libertarian case for banning anything that anyone puts into their body on a consensual basis. And the fact that Gary Johnson thinks that there is really shows that he doesn't even understand the first thing about libertarianism. 855 450 free. Libertarians don't say me too to that.
Know that sound? That's the sound of trouble for CPAP users. Did you know that just one drop of water in your CPAP system can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria? Breathe that stuff in and you're battling respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But here's good news. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's the healthier way to clean your system because it kills 99.9% of germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-951-9693. SoClean makes cleaning your CPAP a breeze. It's completely hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let one drop of water wreak havoc on your body. Call SoClean.com now for your risk-free trial while supplies last. 1-800-951-9693. That's 1-800-951-9693.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. You can join us right here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you shop at Amazon, why not save 10, 15, 20% on everything you buy? Why wouldn't you? Well, if you don't have Bitcoin, you can't get those big savings. Now, this is a good reason to actually really seriously look into Bitcoin. If you're an Amazon shopper, you can save 10 to 20% easily, possibly even more, on your purchases by going to saveatpurse.com, saveatpurse.com. Now, you have to have Bitcoin in order to make this possible, but I've been doing this for almost 2 years now.
Me too, yeah.
With huge savings, totaling more than $1,000 on over 60 purchases that I've made in those two-year time frame. These were all things I would have bought anyway. I thought I would have paid full price for, but I would say on average I save 15 to 20 to 25%, probably on average 20%, because normally I'll shoot for 25, but if the market's a little too hot and heavy, I usually have to bring it down to like 20%, and if it's really competitive, 15 is pretty much guaranteed. So it's awesome, and it works really well. You owe it to yourself to check this out. Saveatpurse.com, saveatpurse.com. As we continue, of course, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now you've got Gary Johnson out there advocating for a cigarette ban.
Can you read the circumstances of this again? Because I think this is a little flimsy.
Well, it was a story over at Politico.com. The story is actually titled Why Gary Johnson Matters. The person who's writing this thinks that, you know, his candidacy is fairly important for various different reasons. But he's talking about a conversation that they were having while together at the Republican National Convention. And there was a statement that the author of the article wrote here. He said that they were walking behind a cigarette-wielding Ohioan. As the smoker's exhaust wafted in our faces, I remarked offhand that with the advent of e-cigarettes, I thought there was a good libertarian case for banning regular cigarettes. Gary responded, I do too. No one who's a libertarian, who understands the ideas of non-aggression, who understands, as Gary Johnson appears to from some of the things he said in the town halls on CNN about prohibition, who understands that prohibition doesn't work, no one who is a libertarian would say something like, I do too, in that they also think there's some libertarian case to ban cigarettes. There is never a libertarian case for banning any product, regardless of how much damage it could do personally to an individual, because you own yourself, you own your body, and you have the right to put inside it what you want without having to beg some government bureaucrat or be afraid that you're going to be thrown into jail cell for it.
Should I be able to carry a device that pumps out sarin gas out in a public area?
No, that would actually put, you know, somebody's life in jeopardy.
So you're saying that inhaling cigarette smoke is safe?
Relatively, yeah. There have been plenty of studies that show that secondhand smoke isn't near as dangerous as people thought that it was.
Yeah, I think that you're right, but
especially if you're outdoors, there's no, almost no chance.
It's not about what's safe. It's about what I want. So I don't want to inhale that.
Don't go around smokers.
Smokers should be able to sort of stake out the public area?
Well, no. A libertarian position is against public areas, that all areas should be privately owned, and therefore rules would be set by private property owners.
Should I be able to go in my backyard and turn on my sarin gas generator?
Well, obviously not, because that could blow into the neighbor's yard.
Should I have to smell some neighbor's smoke when I'm in my backyard?
Well, if you don't want that, you should get a bigger backyard.
I'm only making a libertarian case.
You should get a bigger backyard if you don't want to smell your neighbor's smoke. Because there's no, it's not a death threat if somebody's smoking a cigarette in the next house over.
I'm only making the libertarian case. And there
What's the libertarian case?
The libertarian case is that your cigarette smoke shouldn't be on my property, and that if we're going to have something called public property, that perhaps you shouldn't be out there with deadly fumes.
That's not a libertarian case, Mark. Just because you use the word libertarian doesn't mean you're correct. And you've been one of the ones who's part of the problem here in applying the term libertarian to anything that seems smaller government overall. And that's, I'm sorry, but not what the term actually means. Gary Johnson, when he joined the Libertarian Party, signed a statement saying, I don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. Any kind of ban on cigarettes is going to require an initiation of force. That is not a libertarian position. Further,
most of the board of the Libertarian Party is not.
I don't care what the board
thinks. Hardcore libertarian.
That's a shame. It's proof that the Libertarian Party has fallen away from its principled roots, and it's a damn shame.
I don't know that the principled roots of the Libertarian Party were ever actually principled. Do you have any evidence for that statement?
Yes.
That there were nothing
when
but...
I was involved in the party in the past, it was much more principled.
Was there a radical caucus when you were in the party?
Not that I was aware of.
Okay. So the radical caucus in the Libertarian Party is this organization of basically libertarians within the Libertarian Party who are attempt to hold the libertarians to their principles or whatever the terminology.
Right.
But the existence of a radical caucus shows that the Libertarian Party isn't all of one mind on this issue, isn't even close to of one mind.
It was formed in 2006, the Radical Caucus,
okay.
If you check that.
Okay.
Which is, you know, right around the time when the Libertarian Party started to get pretty bad. And it's been on a downhill turn for a long time. They've just been a big disappointment to those of us who actually adhere to the ideas of liberty. And the fact that you could sit here and claim that a ban on cigarettes could somehow be considered libertarian is absolutely ridiculous and outrageous. No, you didn't make a case. You had to go to sarin gas to make some sort of point, and it's a ridiculous point.
Look, you would agree that cigarette smoke is deadly, right?
No, not secondhand smoke.
Not in small quantities in secondhand smoke, I wouldn't. But it is the biggest health problem on the planet.
Fine.
So
that has nothing to do with anything. Libertarians believe you own yourself and you should be able to put what you want, no matter how dangerous it is, into your own body. Period.
Well, you know, I would
stop trying to bend over backwards to defend this guy. He's wrong on this.
Oh, no, the claim here is that there's a libertarian case.
No, there is not.
That's
whatever
the
case is,
no,
is not
yes,
libertarian.
There is a claim because they claimed it.
But
you
it's
see,
not a libertarian case.
No, no, no. I said there was a claim here that there is a libertarian case. So I made it.
No,
and
you didn't.
Yes, I did. I made the best shot at a libertarian.
Sorry, you didn't even come close then.
Well,
there was no principle in your case.
Well,
you were using
why do
an example
you have a
of
right to go on public property and smoke cigarettes?
It's a public property, so anybody should be allowed on it.
What, anybody?
But libertarianism addresses
the
question of public property.
No, the people who have to pay for it should be allowed to go and smoke on it.
Well, no, now you're talking, okay, well, everybody pays for public property because everybody pays taxes.
Not everybody does.
Do you buy things in the store?
Lots of bums don't.
Bums buy things, too. They buy alcohol.
I'm not paying for public property in South Carolina or Ohio, where this is.
Bums buy alcohol. Okay?
I'm not
cigarettes.
I'm not paying for their sidewalks in wherever this was in Ohio.
You might be. There's probably federal money that they get for sidewalk programs.
Well,
like
all
that,
I can say is the problem is for public property. And I think that
it's a public property
a
problem.
A business owner should be able to ban smoking.
But banning smoking
and
is...
And should be able to allow e-cigarettes if they want.
Banning cigarettes is not... Look, he didn't say that he would only want to ban cigarettes from public property. He was talking about a libertarian argument for banning cigarettes. There is no such thing.
That's what the author was talking about, and I'm not entirely sure what Gary Johnson meant when he said me too.
Well, maybe he should watch his mouth. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The fact that there are people out there like you who will bend over backwards to defend this guy when he obviously comes out with something very unfreedom-friendly, unliberty-oriented like this. This is a scary proposal for him, and this is what leads to people being choked out in the streets of New York City. It's Free Talk Live.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly, pure soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here to join us on the radio. Live Sunday edition of the show continuing. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Or you can join us through Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And also want to let you know about the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a great documentary film. Takes about an hour to watch. And you don't have to watch it all at once. In fact, it's like almost like information overload. They really did pack in 101 reasons into an hour-long time frame. You know, you do the math. That's not very many reasons per,
minutes.
Per minute or 10 minutes or whatever. Or it's quite a few reasons, actually, I guess is what I meant to say. Anyway, you can watch it for free over at 101reasonsfilm.com. It's great, and it'll really give you a taste of the amazing libertarian voluntarist community, which is full of people who are actually principled libertarians. You can go to 101reasonsfilm.com and watch it for free online anytime as we go back to the phones and to the fun to Durango, Colorado's KDGO, where Mark is on the line. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and another Mark.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, gentlemen.
Of course.
I appreciate the conversation nature of Gary Johnson's smoking ban question, but I wanted to throw out something. I'm not that familiar with the libertarian approach. A social ill we've got lately that's been developing over the decades is a high proportion of children born to single parents. People who haven't, you know, had the benefit of two-parent families I just wondered what would potentially be a libertarian approach to resolving that kind of issue. And I'll hang up and just hear off the air if that's okay.
Sure, if you want. You're welcome to stay.
You can stay.
I'll hang in there. I just thought it'd be enough of the navel gazing over Gary Johnson's smoking. Let's talk about something that,
it's really important to you.
Yeah. End of the country, I think. I just can't believe it's not part of the problems we've got is when we've got a bunch of people without the benefit of family, in a manner of speaking.
Yeah.
But, again, what do you think?
Well, there's many cases that the government works to subvert families. I think that one of the most obvious is when it comes to welfare and household income and what's necessary and those sorts of things. A family either needs help or they don't need help. But what you don't want to do is you don't want to, A, incentivize the woman not to have the man in the house, or pretend like the man doesn't exist, or not be married, or any of those things. And B, you don't want to incentivize the woman to have more children in order to get bigger checks. Now, I'm not saying that people don't need help. I'm just saying that humans tend to work towards incentives. You know, if somebody gives me $1 million to do something that is, not good for me, I'm liable to do it just to get the $1 million. And then, you know, it just trickles on down. So, that's just one way that the government works against families. And I think that there's probably, I can tell you that the judicial system, many men and a lot of women believe that fathers get the short end of the stick in family court. So
there's a lot of evidence for that.
Yeah, there's a lot of evidence for that. So, Ian, you had a vasectomy at
23.
At 23 years old.
Yes.
And what was that one of the reasons that if you had a child that you would be held liable for it and probably wouldn't have the same control over that child that the woman would have?
Yeah, I didn't want to have any kids because it's a huge, something someone can use against you, and that's not cool.
So there you go. There's another way that the government uses, to sort of undermine families. Now, I don't think that anybody who doesn't have kids or doesn't feel they're qualified to have kids should be having kids, but certainly this enters the mind of many young men out there. Is it's like, hey, life is hard enough. I certainly don't need a child where that the woman gets to control me on a leash with.
No doubt. Well, I'd like to address Mark, if you don't mind, the question of what to do instead, right? Because I think that Mark and I here in the studio agree that welfare is a problem when it comes to disincentivizing family and creating.
Yeah, and I would agree with that myself in the sense that at some point we have substituted government largesse for the role of a breadwinner in the family, and historically that was a male breadwinner. It'd be great to hear some more thoughts on that.
Right. So this is one of the ways that libertarians can come off and sound as though they're insensitive or uncaring towards others. And I think it's important to identify solutions that can actually help the people that need to get help. Because there are people who fall on tough times, and having a month's worth of rent covered for them or something like that could be a big assistance if it comes along at the right time in their life, or, somebody gets sick or whatever. There's a lot of different stories out there and reasons why people need help. But then there are the people who are taking advantage of the system. And as you pointed out, Mark, the incentives are to take advantage. And so you're going to attract those kinds of people. If you get the government out of welfare, that doesn't mean getting rid of helping other people. What that means is that helping others become the area of charities. That's what charities would handle, interest groups, neighbors, associations of friends and family members who come together on a consensual basis to offer assistance to folks. Now, of course, there are already examples of this with groups like the Salvation Army, for instance, where you want to go and stay at the
things like that.
Food banks, great example. Homeless shelters, things like that. So there are plenty of non-governmental assistance measures out there that help people so much better than welfare because, they actually have to be concerned with how they're spending money, and so they're more likely to actually pay attention to the recipients, to have them on some sort of a consultancy or with a program with somebody who can guide them and give them assistance and check in.
Just throwing money at them.
Right, and check in with them and make sure they're actually making progress and you know, not spending the money on crack cocaine and selling it. So, you know, I think having the market handle these things would result in much more compassionate care for people, and you'd likely see more efficiency as well, in that, you know, government is incredibly wasteful in everything that it does. So some people who've looked at these numbers have said that, you know, basically in a government welfare program, 70% or so of the budget goes to pay the bureaucrats who administer the program, whereas the reverse tends to be true in charities. Not all charities. Some charities have ridiculous budgetary, you know, deals.
Sure.
But a lot of charities, it's the reverse, where it's like 30% goes to pay the charitable workers and the people who are administering that program, and then 70% actually gets doled out. So a donation to charity that helps people is actually more effective dollar for dollar, far more effective by multiple factors than people giving money to the government. So all the reasons in the world are to get the government out of the welfare business.
Also, in many cases, because of the family court systems and that sort of thing, people will stay in a marriage that is, bad for them, that the things aren't great.
Because divorce would be worse, kind of thing?
Right, because divorce would be worse. So, for instance, you lose half or more of your wealth, it's like, maybe I'll just live here and
stick it out.
So I would say that a good argument now that sounds like a bad thing for families. It's good that people stay in bad marriages because we like marriages. No, not exactly, because if you choose to stay in a marriage, you feel empowered, and you're going to work harder towards that marriage. If you feel like you're stuck, then then you're just a prisoner. You're just a convict.
That's when you move into the guest house, right?
And that's when you're a jerk because you feel stuck. So the empowering people around marriage and divorce, frankly, would be beneficial to families, would be my contention.
So there's some answers for you, Mark. Any thoughts?
No, I just one thing I do always want to remind people is when we discuss these things that, you know, none of us got to pick our parents, so if there's children in the picture, we need to tread lightly on that behalf. But no, I just wanted to get some ideas what you thought, and frankly, I think it's in line with my personal thinking, and that is that at some point you want to avoid incentivizing people to, be idle and be on disability or food, you know, various things that are out there to help people on a temporary basis that have kind of become a way of life in areas. So
you're right on. Mark, thanks for sharing your thoughts here tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, I enjoy listening to you guys. Agree, but you know,
call the radio station. Talk to the program director and let them know you like Free Talk Live. And maybe they'll take some more of our show, because right now I think you're only getting us on Sundays. Thanks for the call tonight. And we do this thing 7 nights a week live. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Join us.
Every once in a while you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Toll-free. We'll try to get you on the air tonight. But if you don't get in tonight, no big deal. We do the show live 7 nights a week, so there's still plenty of time for you because we keep coming back for more of this. And we love it. And you can join us here at 855-450-FREE. It's Ian and Mark in the studio, and also want to invite you to support the show by joining the AMP program. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. Any major credit card through PayPal, Visa, or MasterCard on the website. Also, Bitcoin. You can now AMP with Bitcoin. And actually, I had somebody do that this week. Did a six-month AMP with Bitcoin.
Sweet.
So with Bitcoin, you have to AMP in advance. But with credit card or PayPal, you can do a monthly thing. So it's up to you how you want to do it. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference for us if you appreciate the fact that we're doing this 7 nights a week, talking about freedom on the radio waves and online. Of course, we've got podcasts and all kinds of different ways for you to listen to the show. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more and get signed up. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, we've got Ronald listening in Durango, Colorado to KDGO. Hey, Ronald.
Hey, how's it going tonight?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air. Good.
Oh, thank you. Well, I wanted to touch back on the whole smoking thing. I'm a smoker. Sure. I love to smoke. I know it's detrimental to my health, but you know what? Those short cigarette breaks really make my day. What I wanted to point out is that when I take a cigarette break, I have people that walk by me and look at me and cough and,
really?
You know, just, yeah, it's like horrible. It's like,
I think it's getting harder and harder to be a smoker in America.
Yeah, it's really difficult. You know, it's like my choice. But the ironic thing is that there's like there are giant semi trucks that park right in front of where I smoke, and they're pumping out diesel exhaust.
Yep.
And
yep.
I find it really hard to
carbon
believe
monoxide.
That, yeah, I find it really hard to believe that my small cigarette is in any way like in comparison to these giant semi trucks. And, you know, this is organic material that I'm smoking. So, you know, it's like, you know, what's going on here? Why aren't people complaining about exhaust And why are people complaining about cigarettes?
It's one of the arguments that we make here on Free Talk Live when somebody calls in and says that that cigarettes should be banned out of doors is that, well, okay, you know, there's a lot of people out there. Some people may be out there driving cars. Some of those cars may in fact be driven by people who are just driving for pleasure. You know, yes, America needs cars or whatever, but, you know, the fact is that these cars are spitting out fumes that will, in fact, kill you, and significantly more quickly than a cigarette will.
Go put your mouth over one of those gas pipes.
Well, they'll burn your mouth. But, you know, you get in a garage with a car for, I'd say, a half an hour. You can't kill yourself with a cigarette.
Does it take that long? Is it a half hour?
I don't know.
I would not recommend. You're not actually recommending people try this, Mark, because you will die if you close the garage.
Carbon monoxide poisoning. Yeah. I got carbon monoxide poisoning just from entering a house where the wood stove was sort of smoldering. And, you know, I had the rest of the day I felt weird. Mm. So I didn't do anything. I didn't, like, go to the town or anything like that to get an insurance claim. But
yeah, great point tonight, Ronald. Anything else you want to share?
No, I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean,
thanks
you know,
for
I
call,
smoke
man.
Outside and, you know, I feel it's, like, much less detrimental to everyone's health than all of these cars driving around. And
yeah,
it's
I mean, people
really
still
an unfair stigma that a smoker's experience. And
the thing that's really sad is the smoker will also be stigmatized if they switch to an e-cigarette. There are still some people who look at an e-cigarette, they look down their nose at that simply because
they don't like the light, they don't like the way it looks.
They just don't like people who use nicotine. Really, that's what it comes down to. Thank you, Ronald, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Even though the e-cigarette, by any stretch of a measure, is safer. Than smoking cigarettes. There are still people who think that they're bad and they need to be banned because the children.
Well, they don't even have any particular reason when it comes to e-cigarettes.
One of their reasons is the children, it looks like a cigarette, so therefore it's promoting smoking. I mean, that's what they've said. Let's continue, though, with your calls and thoughts. Perry is in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Perry.
It's Perry Prevaricator.
Prevaricator. You're on the air.
Yes, and you couldn't have been further from telling the truth, Minister Freeman, about me and my criminal record on a national audience. I love how you have the first and the last word, so you insist that you're telling the truth and accusing me of a
liar.
What's
the truth, James? What's the truth? Why don't you clear it up for us? Go ahead. What's the truth about why there are three arrest records for you for DUI?
I do not need to defend myself and my arrest record.
You keep calling about it.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Why
no,
are you
sir.
Calling?
You called.
We didn't even know it was you. You're like the prevaricator. You brought it up.
Hey, Mark, may I speak on Free Talk Live? I didn't bring up my criminal record on Free Talk Live.
You just did.
And you repeatedly smeared me for having a
James, I've never talked about you unless you've called the show. Thank you for the call. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Didn't bring your criminal record up tonight. Haven't brought it up in general unless you've called into the show and complained about us talking about your criminal record of three DUI arrests.
Weird persecution complex.
Yeah. And let's continue here. We got Buddy. He's in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Buddy.
Hey. I just wanted to ask Ian how he's feeling about the religious people who wants very much to have God in our allegiance, yet they are the ones that keeping the whole deal out of our schools. For instance, they go ahead and we know we've already removed the word God out of the Pledge of Allegiance. Yeah,
not that I've ever seen. I mean, I guess I don't understand what you're saying.
It's not really moved out of our allegiance. However, it has been moved out of our schools because of.
No, I've never heard any school not doing the Pledge of Allegiance. I mean, maybe there are some out there that don't do it, but when I was growing up, they all had the Pledge of Allegiance every single morning. And
of course, when I was growing up, the same thing, too, but now it's illegal.
No, I don't believe that's true. I'd like to see some evidence for that claim. Because I don't believe it for a moment.
No,
I
mean, I'm sure that there's a lot of schools doing the Pledge of Allegiance. There are probably some that aren't doing it, and it's probably in more of the liberal and progressive areas of America.
I'd love to hear about that. I don't believe it for a moment.
When my school, we would only do it once a week.
Really?
Yeah. Well, somehow we made it through our day Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday without pledging allegiance to the flag.
Well, my problem with the Pledge of Allegiance is that it's socialist indoctrination, buddy. I mean, I don't support the pledge at all.
That's the case at all the schools now. And the biggest reason for it now is because of the religious people themselves. They're stubborn and not willing to take God out.
To me, the whole conversation is the wrong issue. Now, back when I was an atheist, I could understand that, but I'm not an atheist anymore. I'm now a pantheist. So I have religion, but I don't want to have the pledge at all, because it is truly essentially a statist indoctrination pledge. It was written by a socialist, a Nazi, back in the late 1800s, who was actually happened to be a flag salesman, and he really basically wrote it to help sell flags. So really, to me, it's actually damaging to have the Pledge of Allegiance, period. Whether or not it says the word God in it is arguing over minutia. If I want to...
but our pledge of allegiance is not for government, it's for the people in going in together in a way of showing your love for this country.
No. What it is it shows your love for the state, the idea of controlling others.
What it says is it's
well, I guess
for the
you, I guess
Republic.
You the same thing about the national anthem, then.
That's correct. Yeah, that's an ode to slavery and enslavement. And yeah, I'm not in favor of any kind of nationalism or flag waving. I think that the individual
but
is the
not.
Most important.
It's for the people and anybody who's been around any thousands and thousands of group of people when this is going on, you can tell it's all about.
But that's just what they've told you. It's not the truth. The truth is it was an indoctrination pledge written by socialists.
It says it's to the Republic for which it stands.
Right now, what's going on right now, what is really real, is that we are taking it for the people, showing appreciation for all the military and everything.
Well, I don't appreciate what the military does.
What do you call
personally?
Would you agree the politicians are generally liars and thieves?
I don't think they have a darn thing to do with the Pledge of Allegiance or our national anthem.
They don't oppose it, that's for damn sure.
It's to the Republic for which it stands. That sounds like it's to the government to me.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just look at the words and the history of it. I mean, look, if you want to do a socialist indoctrination pledge, that's your business. But it shouldn't be forced down anyone's throat. We're out of time for tonight, buddy. If you want to talk further about it, call us tomorrow. Earlier on in the show, because we're live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time every single day. And we'll join you tomorrow online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.